Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Solomon from Edmonds is. Solomon, are you there?
I am here.
Solomon is in the house. He told me on the phone, Steve, that he did not listen to the cheat sheet yesterday.
That's awesome.
That Solomon, we give out at 5:40.
I've said this every day for however long, I don't know what it is, but I said, Solomon's a man of integrity.
Well, you know, I really hope I'm going to go to the rock shop and buy a t-shirt afterwards.
That's right.
Let's make it happen.
The I Beat Mig shirt. All right, Solomon is ready. Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing along at home, Solomon from Edmonds will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready.
How many strings does a standard ukulele have?
4.
That's correct. In what game can you skunk and double skunk your opponent?
Pass.
What Canadian province is located directly east of British Columbia?
Saskatchewan?
No.
Pass.
What movie was split into 2 parts, Death Proof and Planet Terror?
Pass.
In what decade was Joe Biden initially elected to the Senate?
70s.
Yes. What sauce is traditionally on Eggs Benedict?
Hollandaise.
Correct. What is the international radio code word for V?
For what?
V.
Pass.
At 6'4", who was the tallest president?
Trump?
No.
Pat.
Who was the oldest person to win People's Sexiest Man Alive?
Harrison Ford.
No.
Pat.
Concord is the capital of what U.S. state?
Yeah, ask it again.
Concord is the capital of which U.S. state?
Alaska?
No. Solomon, you got 3 correct.
At least it wasn't a douche.
Yeah, that's a really good way of looking at it. I like that positive energy. And here comes Steve Miggs. He's got a game face on. Steve?
Yes.
Are you ready?
I believe that I am.
Yes! How many strings does a standard ukulele have?
4.
That's correct. In what game can you skunk and double skunk your opponent?
Uno?
No.
Boggle?
No.
Scrabble?
No. What Canadian province is located directly east of British Columbia?
Alberta.
Correct. What movie was split into 2 parts, Death Proof and Planet Terror?
Oh, man, Grindhouse?
Yes. In what decade was Joe Biden initially elected to the Senate?
What decade? I'm going to go, I don't know, like 1800s?
No.
What decade? 1970s.
Yes. What sauce is traditionally on Eggs Benedict?
Hollandaise.
Correct.
Trash.
What is the what is the international radio code word for V?
Bah. Victor.
Yes. At 6'4", who was the tallest president?
Abraham Lincoln.
Correct. Who was the oldest person to win People's Sexiest Man Alive?
Sean Connery.
Yes. Concord is the capital of which U.S. state?
The Grape State.
No.
Concord, New Hampshire.
Yes, you do know. Ooh. Steve Miggs. With that, you got 9 correct.
9?
Which is a win, 9-3. Sorry, Solomon.
Hey, Taryn, can you remind me the date and time of you guys' walk?
Oh, yes, of course. Walk MS is happening on Sunday, April 27th, and it's at Gasworks Park. I think it starts at 10 a.m. We'll be there sometime between 8 and 9.
I'll be there and see you.
And nice. You can check out all the details at KISW.com, of course.
And smooth move getting us off the topic of Beat Migs by asking about that.
Steve, the only one that you got wrong, and I'm very disappointed in you for this, by the way, in what game can you skunk and double skunk your opponent? The greatest game of all, cribbage.
I should have just guessed that just because I know you love the game.
I love the game.
And I know Solomon didn't beat me. Win or lose, you can buy that t-shirt.
It's an equal opportunity purchase.
Lie to your friends. Just go to the Rock Shop and buy the I Beat Migs t-shirt.
At KISW.com.
Migs Show.
206-803-ROCK. How well do you think you know the movies of the 90s? Do you ever hear a song and you just immediately know the exact movie that it was from?
I feel like you're really good at this.
I might be. If you think you are too, call in now. 206-803-ROCK. We're going to put you to the test after Linkin Park. How well do you think you know the songs, the movies of the 90s, Steve Migs, and the music that goes along with that?
Well, I contend that the music and the movies and pretty much everything that came from the 90s is like the greatest era.
I agree.
It's the greatest decade
100%.
Of all time. Not biased at all because that's when I grew up and I'm nostalgic for it, but the best times.
Because you know you hear a song and you immediately think of the movie that it was part yes. of. It's just that it just triggers that. So Loudwire.com went ahead and put together a list of songs that are just automatically connected to a movie that they were part of from the 90s. And Migs, you have all the songs.
I do. I have a few of the examples that they gave. And I figured we could put our rockaholics to the test because I bet there's a lot of people out there that believe that they are movie aficionados.
Well, Matthew from Duval is one of those people. Matthew, good morning.
Good morning.
What's your favorite 90s movie?
Can you hear me all right?
We can.
Favorite 90s movie? Pulp Fiction.
Great choice.
All right, well then.
Great soundtrack.
Are you ready for the first one that I pulled up? Are you ready?
Yep.
Girl.
Oh.
I was like,
oh, really?
Matthew's really good at this game.
I was like, well, you son of a bitch. Do I need to give you a hint?
Do I get a double prize? Yeah, give me a hint, Steve.
Quentin Tarantino.
Uma Thurman.
One of the greatest scenes in the movie, too, right? I'll give you a different one because I just thought that was so funny. You said Pulp Fiction, and the first thing I have is Urge Overkill's Girl, You'll Be a Woman Soon, the cover of the Neil Diamond song,
yes,
right?
So yeah, so good.
Neil Diamond, yeah.
Such a great song. All right, let me give you one that's not Pulp Fiction because that was too funny. How random that is. Okay, ready?
All right. That Singles soundtrack?
No. It's not, although that's a very good guess. Because, I mean, obviously this band was popular during that time.
Yeah. Not Fight Club. What's the other one I'm thinking of?
I think you're going down the right road. Do you need a hint?
Yes.
Okay. Man, I think this hint's going to... white face paint... son of a great karate master passed away during the filming of this movie.
Right, The Crow.
Yes. Big Empty from Stone Temple Pilots right here.
Well done, Matthew from Duval.
Are you a big fan of The Crow?
You know, the soundtrack was fire, but that was about as much as I got into it.
I know, some people just are so obsessed with that movie. And I watched it, and I was like, that was a good movie. I'll never watch it again.
But the soundtrack, I listen to it all day.
Absolutely.
All right, Robbie from Tacoma, you are also someone who considers themselves to be a movie buff. What's your favorite movie from the 90s?
Saving Private Ryan.
Oh, that's a hard one to watch, but it's so good.
It took me forever to watch.
It's epic. It's epic.
It was one of those movies where I just did not want to watch. I was like, I don't need to see this. And I finally sat down and watched. I'm like, okay, I get why people have been telling me to watch this movie. It's an incredible film.
Yeah, I watched it with my grandfather, who actually was at D-Day and went in on Omaha Beach.
Oh.
And I'd never, you know, really seen him get very emotional in life. And about 45 minutes into it, he just, poor guy, had tears going down his face. Mm. And he said it was very, very real. He said that movie was as close as they got.
What an experience to watch it with him and you know, through his eyes, in a sense.
Yeah, it really was. And I'm a veteran myself now, 23 years, and it's very surreal, I'll tell you that.
Well, thank you for your service, Robbie.
Yeah, you rock, my man. Okay, we got a song for you. We're going to put you to the test. I feel like this one's a good one, and I think people should be able to pick up on it. It's one of my favorite songs by this band, but let's see if you can figure it out. Are you ready?
Sure.
Okay.
Terminator, part 2.
Oh, yes!
Oh, Robbie!
Do you remember the music video with Edward Furlong and Arnold Schwarzenegger? Yeah. It was so great.
Yeah!
Rock on, Robbie.
This is one of the songs off of Use Your Illusion that I'm like, you know what? It's not, because I think Appetite's the perfect record.
Oh.
But there are two songs that are not on Appetite. Three. I would put November Rain in there as well. That I'm like, man, they're just on the same level. And it's You Could Be Mine, Civil War, and then November Rain. This is like one of the greatest intros too. All right, I could just sit here and listen to that song all
day. Got a song for our friend Mike in Bremerton. Mike, what's your favorite movie from the 90s?
Fight Club.
Great choice.
You know, it's not on here, but I mean, the Pixies were in my mind. I think of Fight Club every time. All right, you ready for yours?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's go. This one might be a little tougher, so let me know if you need a hint.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to need a hint. I can't.
Well, a good hint would be it's an iconic comedy, low budget, it's in black and white, and it put Kevin Smith on the map.
Mallrats?
No. Remember, black and white. They worked at a convenience store.
Clerks,
yes.
Good work, Mike from Bremerton.
And speaking of, well, Kevin Smith, I believe tomorrow we'll be talking to Kevin Smith. He's going to be joining us because he is coming to town in April, later on in this month. He's going to be at the Alderwood Mall because of the movie Dogma. They're
celebrating 25 years.
They're re-releasing it, and that's just amazing.
That's so fun.
We're going to have Kevin Smith on tomorrow morning to talk about the re-release of Dogma. And I definitely want to ask him a little bit about this song being used in Clerks.
Migs, what's your favorite movie from the 90s?
Pulp Fiction is definitely up there. Definitely up there, yeah. Clerks, I mean, a lot of the ones that we even just played. Beavis and Butthead to America. What about you?
Empire Records, of course. Speaking of great soundtracks.
Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
As usual, there was a great chat on Reddit, Steve, where a user asked everyone the question, what's something you'd never buy, even if it was discounted by 99.99%? So they're basically giving it away.
Yeah, if it was free, you still wouldn't want it.
No. So some of the answers are great. Some we might feel a little bit targeted.
Okay.
So let's go straight to the comments.
Yeah, it'd be kind of fun after we hear the comment to see if we are on board or if we're guilty of purchasing it as well.
Okay.
All right, so we figured who better to read these comments than Cartman from South Park.
Perfect.
And I question if this even sounds like Cartman, but you know what? We'll go with it. It's Robot Cartman reading some of these comments about the things that people wouldn't purchase even if it was discounted by 99.99%. Are you ready for the first comment?
Yes.
Let's see if we would buy it. Here we go.
The nasty fabric toilet seat covers that grandma used to have, usually a nice calming cerulean blue.
Both grandparents had those.
We had them at our house when I was growing up. The ones that like were like a shag carpet that were on your toilet seat. Or then also, we even had the padded one on their face, like a pink.
Oh, my God.
I'll be honest, I would rock the padded one again in a heartbeat.
What if you had the padded one with the bidet attachment?
Let's go.
Living large.
Yeah, but the shag carpet one, I remember grandma had that. I'm like, what are we doing? This is a weird feeling. I don't want to have to go number two while feeling like I'm sitting on the carpet.
A get-rich-quick course from a 20-something on TikTok with a Lamborghini in the background.
Yeah, it's like that even with like a lot of these like fitness programs. Like I see so many of them, and I'm just like, you're just making stuff up. Like, and then you, of course, go straight to the comments, and it's like fitness, like professional, like people who have been doing it for a long time are all like, do not listen to this person. They're just trying to get you to try something new and different, but it will hurt you.
Ah,
gas station sushi. I did once, never again. I think you know how that story ended.
I have heard people say that. I mean, gas station sushi, probably no, but like,
what about gas station peanut butter and jelly sandwiches?
Sure.
Delicious.
Also, gas station nacho cheese? That's the best of the nacho cheeses.
It's questionable if it's actually cheese. But I used to think that way also with grocery store sushi until I had grocery store sushi. And I'm like, dude, it's on another level.
Have you seen the big Costco one?
The Costco one? But I remember at QFC, they had the best, I think it was called like the Louisiana roll. And it was crawfish with like a nice like spicy drizzle of some kind of cream-based thing. And it was, to me, it was my favorite roll, more so than even going to like a nice sushi restaurant. I would go after hockey all the time and get the Louisiana roll.
Get that spicy cream.
Yeah. Now, I would do a gas station like California roll where it's like the imitation crab meat. I feel safe about
You're
that.
You're going to get sick.
Yeah.
An NFT. I don't even understand what the it is.
I'm right there with you, person that doesn't sound like Cartman.
Are those still even a thing?
NFTs?
NFTs. Like, are people still, I mean, I know that was like a rage for a second, but are people still actually buying those?
I keep seeing people talk about them, so I assume so. All right, here's another one.
The premium level on a social media service, like X and Snapchat?
Yeah.
Never have I.
But I also was the person that was like, I'm not going to pay for YouTube premium. That's ridiculous. I could sit through the commercials until I had a kid, and then the commercials were kind of questionable. And I'm like, you know what? We need to get YouTube premium.
I still haven't done that.
It's so nice.
I need to step it up.
When I log onto a computer where I'm not logged in and I go on YouTube and the commercial starts playing, it gives me like anger. I'm like, what is happening here?
I think it's broken.
Black licorice. Rouse. Seriously gross.
Yeah, I don't like black licorice.
I don't think most of the population does. I think if you like black licorice, you are in the minority.
An OnlyFans subscription.
Well, I mean, if I was in college and high school back in those days, I probably would have been, I would have
got. You think you would have had extra money for that?
No, I would have been stealing from my parents. I would have gotten my dad's credit card, and I would have been like signing up for every OnlyFans page. So, yeah. One more?
Yeah.
Crocs, only dorks, losers, and dweebs wear those overpriced atrocities.
Yeah, I'm with you. Only losers wear Crocs. I now own a pair. Granted, they're not the typical clog-looking Crocs, but they're sandals, and I have to say, they're awesome.
It's like walking on a cloud, Steve, isn't it?
Every day.
Is there anything that you would not buy if it was discounted by 99.99%?
Manicures and pedicures.
You're still anti.
You can pay for it for me. I'm not going.
Wow.
I have no interest in it. What about you?
You two tickets.
But you're going to go see Fish.
I didn't pay for those tickets, Steve.
All right.
Katy Perry, this poor thing. She's getting it from every direction.
I don't think we need to say poor when it comes to Katy Perry.
Because she traveled to space and now everyone is clowning on her, even a fast food chain. We're going to tell you what's trending after Puddle of Mud. We know that many of you are just waking up and starting the day. You're trying to motivate yourself. Yeah. Get that coffee going.
You
and
got this.
You're trying to keep up with the world of pop culture so you have something to talk about when you get to work. And that can be tough because there's a lot out there, Steve. We're here to help out by telling you what's trending. Trending on the Daily Mix Show. Trending, let's go. Let's go. A baseball game had to be delayed because of a very annoying sound.
They were playing our show.
Harsh. What sound do you think could possibly be so annoying that it would cause the delay? You're going to hear it in a couple of minutes. But first, after Katy Perry was part of the Wealthy Women Go to Space mission this past Monday.
Is that what they called it?
That's what I'm calling it.
And the giant space dong.
Yes. Blue Origin. It was an all-female mission. Wendy's is now clowning on Katy Perry. They're very funny, whoever's in charge of their social media. So they took to X, shared a very funny post that said, can we send her back?
And you know what? After this interview, I really don't blame them. This was Katy Perry after they landed the space dong.
How do you feel?
I feel super connected to love. So connected to love. I think this experience has shown me you never know how much love is inside of you, like how much love you have to give, mm-hmm. and how loved you are until the day you launch.
And what's up with the reporter going, mm-hmm, I feel you in that.
So relatable.
Mm. Now, can you pass me some more of that Molly?
Kesha apparently also threw a little bit of shade at her.
Yeah.
She posed with a Wendy's cup after Wendy's had sent that. And there's some beef with Kesha and Katy maybe because did Kesha had this legal battle with Dr. Luke.
Did you say beef because of Wendy's? Sorry. Well, yeah, there's that's why I don't think it's coincidental that she did that because they don't like each other because Kesha had some issues with this guy that was a producer. I mean, he did some awful stuff to her.
Yeah.
And then Katy Perry used him, and she's like, what the hell are you doing? Like, didn't you not hear what I went through?
It's not part of the sisterhood,
yeah.
Katy.
A little crazy. Also, the Rays and the Red Sox game that happened yesterday had to be delayed due to one of the worst sounds that you'll ever hear in a sound system.
Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Okay, it wasn't that sound.
I was hoping you were messing with me,
if
Steve.
If it was that sound, that would have been awesome. But actually, do you want to hear the sound? It was so bad that they had to stop the game.
Yeah.
And I have a clip of the sound. I don't think we can go longer than a half a second because this would drive me insane. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even want to do more than that.
I imagine if...
3-1 ball game now. A little buzz in the ballpark, and it's not the fans.
Okay, I'm good. I can't. There's like another 30 seconds of this clip of the announcers talking about it, but that hurts my ears.
Could you imagine if it was Bark at the Park night?
Oh. Every dog would be losing their... That'd actually be pretty funny. Oh, do you know that they do that at the Bark at the Parks? I can't remember which stadium. They don't do that sound. But they'll play the sound of like a door...
No.
Just to see.
Just to troll the dogs.
Just to troll the dogs. And I think that's the funniest thing because it's like then all of a sudden all the dogs are just going to start.
Who's here?
I would do that anytime like the other team's at bat. Just be like.
Oh my God. Legendary game show host Wink Martindale has died at the age of 91. He was best known for the shows like Tic-Tac-Doe and Gambit, but he hosted 20 different game shows during his 70-year career.
This will just illustrate how stupid I am.
Oh, Lord.
Because when I saw the story, and I'm really, I was like, I mean, I grew up watching this guy, and I'm like, I was getting mad. I was like, why are they not showing any love to the show that I love them in? And that was him hosting Love Connection.
Oh.
Until I realized that Wink Martindale did not host Love Connection. That was Chuck Woolery.
Well, he did also help launch the career of a guy named Elvis Presley. You ever heard of him?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he was huge.
He's okay.
Huge in the Elvis world, but he also got his start in radio. So this is from a past interview Wink did talking about that.
From the time I was old enough to know what a radio was, I wanted to be on the radio. I wanted to talk into a microphone and be on the radio. Mm. And at the age of 17, right out of high school, $25 a week, first job, Jackson, Tennessee, right down the road here. I got into game shows in 1965. I became addicted to a show called Password with Alan Ludden. I'd rush home every day after I got off the air and watch that show. And I did some research, and I discovered that Alan Ludden went in 2 days a week, knocked out 10 shows, and played golf 5 days a week.
That's the life. It's like Pat Sajak. Remember, they tell the stories, then they bang out a bunch of shows, and they go to the bar, and they're good for a while.
I think Vanna White makes like $10 million a year, and she works like 36 days a year or something. And it's crazy.
That's why she's not quitting Wheel of Fortune.
I would never either.
Dude, there was one part of him talking that kind of bummed me out. It was this part.
And at the age of 17, right out of high school, $25 a week, first job, Jack.
At 17, he's making more than us right now.
That's really embarrassing.
It's very frustrating. All right. I think that's all the stories right there. Yeah. Judas Priest, real quick. Judas Priest is coming to town. They're going to be doing a co-headlining tour in September. Unfortunately, they're not announcing any tour dates yet here in the Pacific Northwest.
Well, that's a bummer. But I feel like they always come every couple of years.
Eventually. So
we'll catch them on the next time.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, if you're feeling like a brave soul this morning that could potentially beat Migs, now would be the time to call. His record is 111 wins, 47 losses, and 27 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 850.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.